Wayne Harris will be looking at the track at Kembla today as well. He's going to find all the winners for us. Morning, Wayne.
Morning, Shawnee. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Good day lined up. 8 races.
Yeah. Hey, can I just start on a sad note? We lost a very good friend from the racing game yesterday in Faye Wallace. She was the wife of a very, very, my closest mate ever in Ray Wallace, very good trainer from years ago. Lost him many years ago, and she passed away yesterday. So a lot of sad people around the Newcastle area today, mate. So send all our love to them.
Yeah, too right, and rest in peace. Now, the first, today we've got a full field, six, Sweet Victory, $1.95. One Corma, $3.10. Three All Too Soon, $4.20. Five Red Zephyr, $6.50. Four Fortune's Path, $14. And then the other two Bulwark, and seven Funicane Missile, both around the $80 mark.
Mate, I reckon there was the two I've seen. The betting tells you that. Very short, number six, Sweet Victory. Martin Unum's having a great run with his horses. I just went the other way, 1, 6, 5, and 3. Now, Corma, one of the Godolphin horses here, it's presumably from a spell, had pretty good form last pepper, ran behind some nice horses. It's got a bit more race experience, bit of ring experience there, I suppose you'd call it. Two very nice trials coming into this, and I reckon he's going to be the favourite to run for its money. So one on top, the beat, Sweet Victory, number six. Very good run on debut there at Gosford. It was a little bit easy in the market on that occasion, but tell you what, it was very, very brave. Fought very, very hard. So it'll come on from that run. Of the others, I thought number five, Red Zephyr, on for the Waterhouse camp. They tried to ride him forward the other day, and he was slow away, and it's happened he's got into a little bit lately. Now, stepping up the 1,400 metres, I think you'll see him drive forward and probably lead here, and that could be pretty run down, especially on his run in that Wagga race last prep. And I thought the other one was showing, probably number three, All Too Soon. He used to see the place get a last prep. He resumes it without a trial. And even his last run there behind Argento, who I think is a very, very good horse, he ran a pretty cheeky race there. So I just watched him in the market. 1, 6, 5, and 3.
Second event, full field. Now, Two Hail the Hero, $2.30. One Fantastic Man, $4. Five Badge of Gameness, $4.20. Four Eldorado Mine at $6. Six Royal Stamp at $10. And then three Chief Kidder at $19, along with seven Cowboy Hour.
Well, I'm either going to be a hero or I'm going to have a big mug stamped on my head here. I've gone against the first two favourites. I've got 1, 2, 4, and 5. I thought Fantastic Man. I don't know if you say he's been disappointing, but I was a beaten favourite at Newcastle the other day, but I just think running to an in-form horse there. And I think getting up to 1,600 metres here with the blinkers on the first time, I think you'll see a bit of improvement from this horse. Although he's got the big weight, he's made the carry out here, but Josh Parr, I'm sure, will do a good job from the good draw. So I'm going with him. And final number two, Hail the Hero. Oh, he looked like he beat up on Paul Skillkids the other day. He just ran away from them. And I think he's a horse on the up. But I just went the other way today. He could easily win the race. He might be a nice horse. Very, very consistent. The other one, a friend, 4, Eldorado Mine. Been very consistent since coming up from Melbourne. 3 very, very good placings. He'll run well again. A 5, Badge of Gameness. Bit of a freshen up since its last run. And it was in a city class race. So form before that wasn't all that bad. So for me, 1, 2, 4, 5.
The next, we have a full field as well. 7, I Am Lexus, 3 Even, 5 Boyish, 3.50, 6 Host Wind Zephyr, 3.80, 1 Dream I Can at 5, number 2 LVR, $10, 4 Boyer, 13, and 3 Fruitful Warrior, 26. Not much between these at the top of the market, Wayne.
There is not. Very tricky race to line up. I reckon late mail is going to be very, very important here. I went numbers 7, 5, 6, and 1. I'm Lexus, resuming here today, the combination of Peter Rabel, Blake Shin, very, very lethal. I thought the trials were very alright coming into this. Ran some nice races last prep, so I've gone and go with it. I think it might be primed here first up today. I've gone, my second choice would be number 5, Boyish. Another one is driven from a spell. The trials have been alright and did show potential last prep. The inside draw will help, I'm sure. Of the others, number 6, Host Wind Zephyr. Didn't look good in winning a trial. But nothing really chased it in that trial the other day. Might have been just exposed a bit there with that. But it's only a career run, started in the market, last prep. So Gary Moore's got some very nice runners here today. And the other one I've thrown is number 1, Dream I Can. They're all resuming from a spell here. And this one's been placed first up before, so big watch on the market with it. 7, 5, 6, and 1.
And Gary Moore having a fair run, isn't he? He's always consistent with his horses.
Oh, I love watching him after a race. Well, he's good before a race too, but he's super after.
Yeah, nice to see people enjoy it.
He loves his racing, doesn't he? That's great to see.
Well, you've always got to celebrate.
Never been any different.
No. And you never know when your next winner's coming.
That's true.
The fourth, put out 4 Call Me Tess and 8 I Am Special. 2 Identic is 3 Even. 3 Catmosphere, 4.80. 5 Host Wind Shadow, 5.50 with 6 Mariska at 5.50. 7 Vinnie Power at 7, 1 Naretra 750, 9 Ichabar 12, and 10 Trezionata $51 pop.
Sure, I was very confused with this race. It's very, very open. I know it's only a class one, but gee, some speedy customers here. I marked them early doors 2, 3, 6, and 5. Identic. It's resuming from a spell the other day. Geez, it's good at the trials. It's one of two trials coming into this. Showed a bit of form last preparation. So a few gear changes with it today. It's got an outside draw, but it's that speedy. I think it'll get across and hopefully slow into a nice spot. Might even lead. Chances in the race. Well, number three, Catmosphere. Resuming from a break here. Did trial very well behind Identic the other day. It wasn't really pushed out. Identic was let stride along. Now, this horse, he showed a good bit of potential last prep and the prep before, so I think I've got to throw him in as a main danger. Of the other six, Marishka, very, very speedy filly, this one. She went around in her runs have all been in city class races, and she's been there and dropped out from the furlong. So I think coming back to the 1,000 metres here today, she bears watching with Blake Shin there to ride. And the other one, Hosewind Shadow, another one from Gary Morecamp, resuming from a break trial quite well, recently gone Chetwood, and his form last prep was quite good. Blinkers on for the first time, Barrier 1, the Japanese boy on. I'm sure it'll run a very tricky race. Tricky race to line up, Sean, but 2, 3, 6 and 5 for me.
Right, our race 5, we put out number 9, Sweet Fella. Now 5, Hosewind Meraki from the Gary Morecamp, 370. Number 3, Arnvorda is $4, along with 4, Go Daddy Go at $4. 6, Spring Creek Star, $4.80. 1, On the Spot, $5. 2, Voilier is $8.50. Number 7, Safety's Image, $34. And 8, Henry's On Course, $126. Interesting here, I saw a report, Go Daddy Go. They're hoping maybe able to step up to better class. So there's obviously a bit of a push for it today.
Good push around for it, Sean. I've got in my numbers. I've gone with Gary here, 5, 3, 4, 1. If he has a good day here, they're just going to have plenty of entertainment on Sky Racing, aren't we, after the races. So he's got Blake Shin on this one. I think that's a pretty important riding engagement. Resuming of a break here today. It's only time at one its first two career runs, and then it was in that Bargeno race at Rose Hill before going for a spell. And a very cheeky race in that till it got tired. So it went for a break after that, give it an easy trial. I've got it on top of number 3, Arnvorda. Jesus me, has come back in good form this prep. Very, very consistent. This is harder here today, but I think you've got to throw in the chances. Definitely number 4, Go Daddy Go. It's been given very quite trials coming to this. And all these runs are in better class races last prep. I think his debut run was in the Pago Pago on single bullet. So he was big odds on that occasion. But he did run a tricky race. And the other one throwing is number 1, On the Spot. It's got the big weight here, but is racing quite consistently. So for me, 5, 3, 4, and 1.
Pull out the 3, Thinking Ahead, 4, Jaunty, 7, Owner Filet, number 9, Antelope, and 11, Pretty Fast. Now, 6, Sekiyama is $2.70, number 12, Velocita, $3.70, 5, Matron Wilson, 6, along with 10, didn't mention it. 1, Good Weather at 7, 8, Say You Win at 10, 2, Netherlands, 17, 13, Well Versed at 26, and 14, Trip to Success is a $41 pop.
Sean, I think we really have to watch the market with this race. A few first starters and tricky stables. You don't really see any market moves with the Godolphin horses, but Joe's, I thought Tsukiyama's trials have been good. They've been very patient with her. 6, 12, 5 and 10. She's had 5 or 6 trials, I think, all up. And she's never really been shown up in the trials. I think Hughie Bowman rode her in her most recent trials, and he just gave her a very easy time. And that last trial was in that Red Zell trial. It was a hot trial. She was beaten about 5.5 length. But there was Egg Tart, Harper's Choice, what else, Deploy. Oh, it was a hot field. And she trialled very, very well, I thought. Very capable, I think. So I think Vince go for the ride here for James Cummings. I've got it on top. I thought number 12 might be the danger, with it being Velocita, one of the Waller runners. He's got a couple of runners here. First starter, trialled nice recently behind Pretty Fast, who we had on top, and it was scratched. So it really threw it, the placings around here. So I think Velocita will run very, very well. Of the others, I thought number 5 had a chance in the race, which is Matron Wilson. Started favourite here at Kembla the other day and was, I'd have to say, disappointing. That was second up, though. Did have good form last prep, but that was on very wet tracks. So I'm not quite sure how she's going to handle this firmer track here today. But anyway, I got her in the numbers on her best form. Now that I threw in number 10, didn't mention it. It's fitter for 2 runs back from Purcell. Could easily win the race. Bit of an awkward draw, but he's going okay. So 6, 12, 5 and 10.
Now, race 7, we pull out 6, Funakani Missile, and number 8, Semper Fidelis. 1, Gresham, $1.45. It's short. 2, Destiny's Hero, $7. Number 3, Devil's Lair, $9.50. 10, Strike Rock, $11. 9, Cefilo, $12. 4, Risen Air, $14. Then 5, Cuban Royale, $23. 7, Selenora, $41.
kind of a hard race to line up. We went this way, 1, 3, 10, and 9. I'm hoping a couple of these horses jump up out of the ground after having one run or one or two runs and getting up a distance. It's a 1,500-metre maiden. Gresham does look the winner. Another Chris Waller run here. Brendan and Abdullah rides. Just got city placings to it. I think it's been the races 5 times for 4 placings. Resumed recently and protested. Got bumped on a few occasions by the winner there, Deprive. And it failed in that protest. But it did start favourite there. Should be winning here today, Sean, you would think. One big improvement for the other Waller runner here, number 3, Devil's Lair. Went around a 1,200-metre Gosford race on debut. He got back too far. He just couldn't keep up. But tell you what, he's beaten just under 5 lengths. He went second last, but he was making ground, I thought. And up to the 1,500 metres here, nicely begged Piero horse. Got it in as my second choice, actually. Then I've gone down to number 10, his stablemate, Strike Rock. Another one, blinkers added the first time here, stepping up to 1,500 metres. His runs haven't been that bad. I tossed up between the 2 and the 9. I think I'll throw number 9 in, Sofilo, another Waller runner there. I think a couple of these horses might just jump around the ground and do something here today. And the other one, the chance is definitely number 2, Destiny's Hero. For me, mate, 1, 3, 10, and 9.
All right, now, replacement riders for Corey Brown. We've got 3 of the 4. In the 4th, number 9, Ichabar, is Grant Buckley. So Grant Buckley on 9, Ichabar on the 4th. In race 6, 13, well-versed, Blake Spriggs, B. Spriggs, 13. Still waiting on a rider in race 7 for 10, Strike Rock, no rider notified yet. And in race 8, 9, Union Jews is Grant Buckley. So Bucko's on number 9, Union Jews, in race 8. Now, the 8th we're looking at now, we pull out number 2, Carini, and the favourite is 4, Huang Yoshi at $2.90. Number 3, Audacious Choice, $3.90. 5, Skifield, $5.50. 7, I'm Bulletproof, 6. Number 9, Union Jews, $7.50. 1, Hypernicus, 11. 6, Happy Partner, 17. 10, Kyneton is 19. And 8, Majestic Beast at 50.
Funny sort of race, Sean. I'm up to 9, 4, 3, 5. Just push around for number 9 here, Union Dues. I know she's still a maiden. She's taking on, there's a benchmark 60 race, which is pretty hard to do. But her runs have been quite good. Now, she steps up to a 2,000-metre race here. Blinkers on the first time from the Hawks camp. And Bucko's picked up the ride there. I think he's picked up a pretty good ride. Oh, gee, there was a good push for this one yesterday and today. So I've got it on top. I think dangers have definitely come from number 4, which is Wang Yoshi. Chris Waller's got some great runners here today, as you would expect. Now, this one was a winner 2 runs ago on its maiden and then wasn't disgraced at Hawkesbury last start. It was beaten favourite there, but I think it's racing good form and will be very, very hard to beat. It's already run a race, so it's got something up on my top tip. Audacious Choice, it ran a very tricky race last start there at Canterbury over the 1,900. You know it'll roll forward from the Waterhouse Bot Camp. It's been around the money. And number 5, Schoolfield, another Waller runner's fitter for the 2 runs back from a spell. I think this horse is on the improve. So in the last, we've got 9, 4, 3, and 5.
Now, what stands out today? What do you like?
Sean, I'm not going to make a good thing. I think there's a couple of very short ones there that should win, but you don't get any medals for tipping those. So I've just left it alone here today. Do you want some quaddy numbers?
Yep, that'll do us.
All right, matey. With the scratching, just knocked around a bit. Race 5, I've got numbers 5, 3, 4. Race 6, numbers 6 and 12. Race 7, numbers 1 and 3. And I've thrown a few in the last year. 9, 4, 3, and 5. I don't think it amounts to too much money. So we've been around the money with our quaddies of late, and hopefully we can continue today.
All right, good on your way, and have a good day, and we look forward to the late mail. That's probably the key to the meeting today, isn't it?
I think so, mate. I think you're right.
Yeah, reports from the track, and a good 3 at this stage. Little possibility of a bit of rain later on, a bit of a shower, but that's not going to do any harm.
It doesn't look like at the moment, mate. We've been praying for rain here. I've been turning the sprinklers on to try to pretend it was raining, but it doesn't work.
Nah. Well, I tell you what, we're going to...
I've even washed the car, and it won't work.
Well, that'd be a first for you, wouldn't it?
Well, automatic wash.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I got a gentleman who's listening at the moment. Probably
can
thinking.
Can you imagine me washing a car on crutches? I live on crutches, and here I am trying to wash a car.
Fair
enough. Not a good sight.
Get the screen out. All right. Good on you.
All right, mate.
See you. Wayne Harris joining us there. Always good to catch up with Wayne as well.